Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. With the Lord's help, we're going to try to complete this message that I've been sharing on able ministers of a new covenant. The Holy Spirit brings us, beloved, into the reality of Christ's love, and we simply demonstrate that love. We demonstrate Christ to the world. There are three things that remain. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter says, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And I have that chapter open. He starts, it's an absolutely beautiful chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And then he goes on, if I have the gift of prophecy, understands all mysteries, if I have knowledge, faith to move mountains, bestow everything that one has to feed the poor, give his body to be burned, and have not charity, none of it profits anything. He goes on to describe about charity, suffering long, having patience, and bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Knowledge shall vanish away. But that when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. For now, this is our condition. We see through a glass darkly, but then, hallelujah, with Jesus face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now we can minister in love and minister love, joy, and peace to all who live under the curse. We simply have to live the gospel. That's our greatest testimony. To those who are full of fear and distrust and alienated from the life of God and don't have peace, not true peace with Him, but we have been endued with power and are made able ministers of the new covenant by virtue of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And we don't try to convince people through arguing. That never works. We're not to take the Bible and use it to beat people over the head and tell them they're evil, they're going to hell, they're wrong, they're ungodly, and under condemnation, through the commandments of the law. This is ministering the letter, which only produces death. We are anointed of God to be ministers of His law of life, the law of the Spirit, which brings forth life and creates new life. Here's a statement that multitudes of church people will probably ignore or brush aside as irrelevant, but it's actually the key. Remember, said I was going to explain how we become able ministers? It's the key to becoming demonstrators or ministers of the new covenant. In days past, today, people try to tell people how to live, trying to convert them to their doctrine instead of lifting up Jesus Christ first. Then you lift up the letter, introduce them to Jesus first, and then share scriptures. And instead of drawing them to Christ, the effect sometimes with these negative approaches, they actually promote resistance. But Jesus said, if we lift Him up, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. John 12:32. To minister the new covenant, beloved, means to minister the virtues of His grace, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, to those who have needs. And if we allow the fruit of the Spirit to be an operation in our lives, we're able to sense the anointing of God in us at all times. Sometimes we might be real busy, we're not aware of it, but if we are earnestly seeking to have the fruit of the Spirit. What are the fruit of the Spirit? That's basically the character and personality of Jesus. And so I want you to notice, beloved, in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, that Paul states there's only one fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit, he doesn't say fruits, the fruit of the Spirit is, and then he lists nine attributes. So the fruit is that aspect of the personality of Jesus. There's nine virtues, only one fruit of the Spirit, but nine virtues: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Praise God. But the fruit, let me just read the King James. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Listen to this. Have you read it before? Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, of having attention, of being promoted, provoking one another to envy, and envying one another. No, that's not the purpose. It's to be of a gentle, a quiet, and humble spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are to walk in the Spirit. And as we walk in the Spirit, a rightness comes into our lives. What is that rightness? It's His righteousness. That righteousness of Christ has been imputed to us. Does that mean we never sin? Of course not. In fact, you know, James says if we say we never sin, we're a liar, because we all sin. But we don't do it willfully. We don't do it repeatedly. We don't do it without thinking of the fact that we're just, I mean, you may have been struggling with a sin or a habit, and it just so upsets you when you fall again. It could be, what, bad language or something like that. And it just upsets you, but you don't do it willfully. Jesus said, remember when his disciples fell asleep when he asked them to wait with him? He said, what, couldn't you tarry with me 1 hour? He said, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And beloved, only when we are glorified, only when we have a body like Jesus's new body, well, sin will no longer be in existence. Praise God. Isn't that something to look forward to? Beloved, with all your heart, believe Jesus. Not only did you receive Christ in your life when you accepted salvation, but you received the fruit of His Spirit within you. And so we have a responsibility, we have a privilege to begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit with all the nine virtues of that glorious fruit, that many-colored aspect of the prism, if you will, of the very nature of God. And as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Praise God. That's 1 Peter 4 and 10. As every man hath received the gift, and we have, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, this is verse 11, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things, this is the purpose, may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. The fruit of the Spirit, the administering of God's grace, beloved, that's what makes you an able minister of the new covenant. It's not going to Bible college necessarily, although if you God makes an opportunity and you want to do that, that's wonderful. But it is simply demonstrating the life of Christ, the fruit of the Spirit, administering God's grace, His love, His peace, His joy, His forgiveness. That's what sets us apart from the world. And remember I said I was going to convince you by Scripture that you are now an able minister of the new covenant, because if the Spirit of God dwells within you, and He does if you're born again, then you have the privilege, the right, the responsibility to administer God's grace. You minister the Holy Spirit, the life that is found in the Spirit of God, not the letter. And as we yield ourselves as instruments of righteousness, we demonstrate Jesus Christ to the world. Praise God. Well, beloved, as I bring this broadcast to a close, let's just take a moment in prayer. Father, I thank you right now that as we come together, as we've been in your word this week, looking at what it means to be an able minister of the new covenant. Able means proficient, well accomplished, well enabled to do what we're required to do. Lord, it's simply by being like Jesus. And that's all we are. Just as, remember when Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So we demonstrate to the world Jesus. And so, Father, let us do that. Let us demonstrate in our daily lives, simple and maybe uncomplicated as they may be, or perhaps very complicated, that we can move in this world system doing what we need to do, our jobs, whatever our responsibilities are, with a peace and joy that transcends all understanding. And may it bring glory to you. And may there be many curious hearts, many opportunities that are coming our way where we can testify of the goodness of the Lord and His transforming power that we've experienced in our own lives. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you this week, and I do ask for your prayers as I pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family, because there are battles every day, and the more we grow in grace, the more we have the ability and the confidence and the faith that Jesus will undertake for us. And that's the privilege of walking with the Lord. Any length of time, we can discover that He is faithful who has promised. Amen. I love you, and I pray for you every day. If you have personal prayer needs, I invite you to share them and invite you to either write a letter or note, drop it to the post office, or if you email, I will confirm and pray for you. But if you'd like a personal letter, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you, pray for you every day, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.